Hello guys, and this is 3Pearson here. The podcast is DocsPod, and on this episode we're going to be delving deep into details with the previous one. We're still talking about backgrounds, and to just recap what we define background to be, it is the object that falls behind or comes behind in a stack of objects or in a stack of object layers in a web layout. So that is like the definition for you, but we're going to go further with that into defining what do we put into or what constitutes a good background for our web layout. So a background could be in the form of solids. You can have a div and give it a color, and that makes a background. You can also use the image tag and have a background by using the image. And you also can apply a gradient to. You can apply a gradient to the background or the div of an object that encapsulates whatever object that is within your web layout. So to make it very clear to you, you can have three objects as backgrounds that you can have. That is, you can have solids, you can have gradients, you can have images, and under images we can further divide that into photographs, photographs and vector objects or patterns. So you can have images. Now you can have under images we subdivide that into photographs and patterns and vector objects. So images will give us three things, and in all we're looking at three objects that are very prominently used as backgrounds or constitute the background of an object on the web layout these days. Okay guys, so this is all for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please feel free to leave me a message by using the Twitter handle on I think I have to put in this in the description of this podcast, and you use the link on my Twitter handle to reach me, send a message. Any ideas, suggestions, and do subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to. That is a tremendous small support to this podcast. At this moment, it is all that is it is holding this podcast going in terms of support. If you cannot buy anything or do anything, by share listening and sharing with your friends and anyone in the design web design domain is a tremendous support. By no means do I say that I am putting out accurate 100% accurate content, but I am making the effort to share what my mind is on my mind and what I've kind of learned and what I can improve upon, and when I find anything that is really useful, I will like to toss it out here and share with you listening. So if you're interested in this, things like this, and you know someone who will also be interested in listening to content like this, so please do feel free to subscribe and share the podcast, share with your friends, share it, let the word go far and wide everywhere, and I will catch you again in a new year. Happy New Year's Eve, stay blessed, and catch you in the next one.